Okay, this is the Flaming Gorge Fire and EMS public hearing for the 2026 tentative budget. It's November 12th, 2025 at 5:45 p.m. and we're at the Manila Fire Station. Start with welcome and introductions. Stephanie Rose, board chair.
Steve Forbes, district manager.
Casey Olson, inspector.
Brett Reynolds, board member.
Dale Lamb, board member.
Leonard Isaacson, board member.
Corey Otter, county fire board.
Jeff Gosser, fire chief.
Woody Barry, board member.
First item is to present the district 2026 tentative budget.
Got it up here. Obviously, we'll discuss it in the board meeting.
There's no public attendance, but we will wait a few minutes to see if anyone jumps on.
Question, Madam Chair?
Yes.
If our board members have a question, should we bring it up now or wait?
I would wait till we actually have discussion on it in our
regular meeting. Okay, that was why I asked.
And I'll state again, so this public notice for this meeting has been posted for 3 weeks, along with the copy of the budget, the tentative budget as approved at the board meeting on October 22nd, and all of that's in compliance with state rules for budget approval. And that's on these hearings. So any public hearing, this came up in one of the sessions I was in. Any public hearings are just for the public to speak. And so there's not even supposed to be any question and answer. If the public asks a question, the hearing is not the setting where you're supposed to even respond to it. The board is really just silent there to listen. And then that's why then you have an open meeting where there's discussion. And
so you're not supposed to get into this big discussion with somebody about it, and you're supposed to say thank you for your comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always bugged me on certain meetings, they say, during the public comment period, first I'll get up there and say something and all that. It's like, thank you for your comment.
Can't say
well, if I want an answer, well, thank you for your comment. We'll discuss it later. But yeah. I understood why they did that, because otherwise you could take your public comment period and turn it into 5 hours of discussion back and forth. And then all the other people are sitting there going, I'd like to comment too, but I can't because I can't get this guy off the stadium. Out of the stadium. So. So you have this room scheduled for the 15 minutes too.
No, I got my hot rod and racing. I'm ready.
Just yet, they brought us. I'm like, I'm not really that set. I need to turn around.
If it would have worked out differently, this would have stayed. We just would have went to another room and let them swim all night. I think they only played 7th grade.
Yeah, they did.
Did you go up there?
I didn't, no.
They had, because Dally wasn't there, and then they had Josie and Sophie.
They got yelled at by the ref in Farson. Were you there? Weren't you?
We left after the 8th grade.
You got yelled
at? Huh?
You did? You got yelled at?
Yeah, me and my dad. We were.
By the one that wouldn't blow her whistle?
No, by the head ref lady.
Okay,
the lady who's like, I think her last name is Joan, she's been there forever. Anyway, she, like, they're clearly training a new official.
Yeah.
You could tell that, like, they were coaching her and stuff. And then it's a developmental league. So it was just something dumb, but, like, there was a traveling call, like, at half court. And so it's our ball. So she threw the ball to the other wing. I'm like, it should be out right there. And then my dad's like, it should be out right there. It wasn't that big of a deal, but it's like, wait, we're, you know what I mean?
That's great, yeah.
So she's standing on the baseline, and she turns to us, and she's like, it's a junior high game. And I said, what's right is right, and you need to teach them the right way. It's just a junior high game. What's right is right. You know what I mean? Anyway, and so she goes over to the scoring table, and you know, there she's yapping, and I see the lady, the scoring table lady, going like this, and I waved at her because I coached with her.
Yeah.
The lady with glasses, she's been there forever. And so, and she kind of mouths to me, you causing trouble? And I'm like, yes. But.
So?
And first in all places, you didn't get the sportsmanship medal then.
I did not get, but I didn't get kicked out either.
Well,
so.
But they didn't change where they were putting it in?
No, of course they didn't. No, because she didn't want to
admit
that I was right.
You know? No,
it's always.
If you teach your kids from growing up that, it's just, you're just a kid, so you could do this.
You could just do whatever you want. Like, there's
and then you get a little bit older, you can just do whatever you want.
And they should have called more traveling calls on both sides. And like, the problem that I have with that age group is that they really need to be called. You need to call them.
Or they start picking up habits.
Yeah, they do it. They just keep getting it worse. And then all of a sudden, now they're freshmen.
And they can't figure out.
And they can't, like, well, what did I do? Like, they had girls, like, you know, like on a free throw, like running over the three-point line. Well, they blow the whistle and make her get back, but they don't tell her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the same lane violation, even shooting. Or, you know what I mean? They're not, like... You really want to do a good job of, like, explaining
the rules. Teaching.
Yeah, it's a developmental league. Yes, it's just junior high, but it's the foundation for all other leagues that you play in forever. You know what I mean? It's like the first kind of main league with, like, real refs. And, you know, like, I understand, like, junior jazz is maybe a little bit different, but, like, every level should be a little bit tighter. And that was the point. Like, and I really wanted to just talk to her at the end. And be like, no, it's not just a junior high game. It's the foundation for all of what these.
Because they're going to get called for traveling later, and they're
going to get called for
traveling. But I've already done this.
Or the other lady official who was in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she needs to know that not if the.
Or she's going to go do that.
Yeah, she's just going to do that.
Going to be not just the
so it's just. It was a simple thing, but you know what I mean?
I was going to a lot of kids palm the ball when they were dribbling.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a hard time breaking it.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. Well, and if you watch NBA now, they really do that. And traveling in the NBA is bad.
They're terrible.
They give them some stuff. Like, I can't even hardly watch it.
No, they've got a lot of traveling in the NBA. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to go to the other places they have to play at. Well, if you're a Salt Lake City Jazz, you got to go to San Francisco to play a game. You got to travel.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why they don't call traveling anymore.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only reason I could justify why they don't call it is because
they just want. I think the only way they justify that is they want to score 50 points a game. You know,
like they did last.
You can't do that. You can't do that if the offense doesn't have a big advantage.
Yeah. I couldn't believe the score last night. 153. Jazz scored like 153 points. The other team scored 127.
I guess you're getting paid $1 million a year, you get an extra score.
Yeah. I know there was one game tuned in, it was like the end of the third quarter. We couldn't, because we were watching, we couldn't quite see what the time was. It's like, well, it's got to be the last of the fourth quarter because it's like 93, you know.
Third.
And then it was like third. It's like, whoa, you know. They've made it to where scores are way too high.
Then you just some of the rules with like the steps allowed while gathering or dribble. They're just there's so much subjectivity in that. I don't understand how.
Yeah.
Just a couple new high school rules. There's a continuation now. So I told Hudson and then like Teague or all those guys, like, it's a big advantage. Like, if you get hammered and you're going down the lane or whatever, they're supposed to give you one step and then whatever continuation move. So it's like, you throw it up no matter what. And if, like, if you're getting an offensive rebound, it comes like Teague, you get hammered when you hit the ground, which is very common.
Just get up.
At least get up. You got to get the ball up in the air as quick as possible. In an effort to move it towards the rim,
yeah.
You might get that call.
Get a shooting foul on it instead of a... Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of discussion still about...
So if you're like ready to shoot, but totally hit
you,
then
you better try to shoot. You better hurry and launch.
Even if you're clear, third quarter or whatever.
Chuck one towards... Because you might get that call, and now if they're like making that point of emphasis. Mm-hmm. And then they're still talking about flop rules, but like it's basically taking the charges away.
Yeah, are they still alone? They're still going to flop the same as last year.
That's still the same. And now they've raised the penalty if a coach gets it technically, it's $250 fine.
Oh, really? Yeah. In high school?
In high school.
Wow.
So does the school get fined or the coach?
Coach. I think the coach. I don't know if they're going to extend that down the road.
Or whether the coach has
that ought to encourage him to keep his mouth shut.
Well, Mike, when I talked with Mike about it, he's only ever got one. Greg got a couple. Greg got one on the bench in Farson. But there was a game we went to Farson. Matt Henry, Lane Henry got kicked out. Mm-hmm. Greg got a technical sitting on the bench. And he was sitting down. But a lot of times, if an assistant coach stands up, you get a technical for that. And then, but the one ref, he wasn't even watching the game. He was running up and down the floor watching the crowd. Like it was really odd. Like just waiting to get somebody.
That was his purpose, huh?
It was like it was seriously like his responsibility was to. That's the year that Farson won state basketball. And the 6 minute football. And we went up there and beat them in basketball. I think we were the only team they lost to.
Are they making them have three refs for junior high now, too?
In Wyoming, they do.
So we usually had three refs last year.
Yeah. If you play in Wyoming, you do. If you play out there, they still do two even. They can do that even all the way up to like JV. Especially with the ref shortage.
Yeah. With no public comment, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to go out of public hearing for the tentative budget.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.